Well, here we are again. It is May 31st, 2018, and the Cavs are playing the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals. I'm going to keep this short, just like I did with Boston and Toronto, and lay it all out there in 5 minutes or less. Walking outside, it's a nice day. It's in the 90s, or it was earlier. Pretty hot for May, but I guess with global warming, that's one thing you can count on. It getting hotter every year, and the Cavs and the Warriors meeting in the finals. A lot of people are wondering how the Cavs could possibly have a chance. I'm one of them. I don't give them much of one. I like the way Zach Lowe put it on ESPN. It's like the Celtics-Lakers from the 80s. If the Lakers had an extra great player, Kevin McHale had a concussion, and Robert Parrish and Dennis Johnson were replaced by league average or below players. It's a pretty fair statement, although I'd like to put LeBron a little bit higher than Larry Bird, but that's a different argument for a different day. Point is, these teams know each other, they've seen each other, and you can't really beat the Warriors. They were a juggernaut. And now they're like Juggernaut and Black Tom Cassidy. And they just added Kevin Durant right on top of that and makes them pretty much unstoppable, which is fair. But, you know, I'm going to go into this series. I'm going to have faith. You never know. Steph Curry break his ankle. Kevin Durant could flex too hard and his 9-inch python breaks in two. I don't know. It's not an injury that can happen, but it's still, they're two fragile guys, all right? And that's the Cavs' best hope, is they get hurt and they can't recuperate. Their best hope would be Steph Curry getting hurt because they play completely different without him. Even though talent-wise, they'd still be the best team in the league, they just do. And the Cavs, on the other hand, can pretty much survive any injury outside of LeBron. And I think a lot of people are underrating how good Love played against the Warriors in last year's finals and this year in the center lineup. I mean, there's a reason Ty Lue was trying to work it all year. Now he's coming off a concussion, and who knows how he'll play. But you got LeBron, so you got hope. I'm going to say right now I'm going to pick the Warriors in five. And the only reason I'm picking five and not a sweep is because on June 11th, I will be at the Water Street Tavern in Kent, Ohio for Game 5 to do a live podcast. And this year, I will not screw up the audio. So when the Cavs lose and I go on an epic 5-minute rant about the Bay Area, Golden State, Silicon Valley, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, you'll actually be able to hear it because I will make sure I do not screw up the recording. And I guess maybe this week I'll try to clean up like 5 minutes of it. It's really bad. The audio's horrible, but I might be able to clean up enough that you could hear some of what I said. Anyways, I don't see any way it can be different. And if you want me to get more in depth, I did a podcast with Dave Sterling on waitingfornextyear.com this morning, where we don't really talk strategy, but we do talk a lot of trash. So check that out if you're so inclined. It's pretty entertaining, if I don't say so myself. And I'll be back with a different podcast and probably a guest every single game of this series. And I'm still going to be totally in. I got my Channing Frye jersey on. I got my 2018 NBA Finals hat on. I'm ready to go. And I'm ready to be pleasantly surprised, because the one thing that does matter is that the Cavs are still in the finals. We're still fans. And I'm going to enjoy it. Even if they don't have a shot, I'm not going to get down and pissy about it. I'm just going to be happy my favorite team is in the finals again. It's still going to be a great series. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, go Cavs, and I'll talk to you guys this weekend.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.